And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 301, spotlight on Marvel Comics Weapon X number 1, circa 2017. And I am Chris Mosby.
And I am Caleb Gerard.
And I am Murray Fox.
We welcome him back. He's doing better.
Yes.
Small scare, but he's doing fine.
Totally fine.
Alrighty. So as the title says, go ahead.
The lesson learned here, always, if you're married,
yes,
always listen to your wife.
Totally.
Right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Usually you pay for it if you don't, yes.
No, I am happily glad I listened to my lovely wife. She knows lots.
Well, that's good. Yes. Man.
And she reminds you all the time, right?
I will take the reminder since I'm happily walking and not laid up in a hospital bed. I will happily let her tell me how right she is.
Okay. I would too in that case. Seems like the last time I had surgery, when I was married, my now ex left me by myself with no pain meds and went and saw a concert with her friend. That's
ooh.
That's how, yeah, that was right there towards the end of the marriage.
Oh, well, I got to keep my pain meds and my wife, so it worked out.
Well, I didn't want to keep my wife.
Did you at least get a t-shirt? Come on.
Who, me? No, I didn't get shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
God damn.
I got sewn back up.
I was at home recovering and in complete pain, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. Come on.
That was when I was in Tupelo, too, so I didn't have any family around or anything. I had to go get the damn pain meds myself later.
Well.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Hear that, but yeah, Murray, I'm glad anymore. That you were recovering. I'm sorry that you're in forced seclusion. hopefully, there's no manifestos coming.
So,
no kidding.
So, you guys on like a spring break or something, or are you just taking time off from work too?
I am. Yeah, I'm on a leave, so my summer starts early.
Yeah, school year's about over, isn't it?
No, we got 8 weeks.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't think we got very much here, but I don't know.
Yeah, you guys start. I think you guys start earlier and then end earlier. So,
yeah.
We still got ways to go.
We had a couple of days there. I actually had to call it because of the rain.
A rain day.
Well, no, seriously.
Oh.
We had severe flooding. Down here, and the neighborhood, the school was fine, but the neighborhood around the kids' school, the younger two, all those houses were completely destroyed. I've took some pictures of it, and waiting in line to get the younger two, and yeah, we had so much. Oh, I think we had like, I don't know how many we had, but I was up in Kansas City at the Planet Comic Con when it hit the worst, and they had to get FEMA out here and a bunch
goodness
of, yeah, we had some really bad rain, and it was just so bad they just had everybody stay home because there were parts of downtown that were flooded completely.
So. Yeah, they just tell the kids to slap on a life jacket and get paddling, baby.
Yeah,
school's open.
Of course, I've never seen rain quite that hard, so I know I never had a rain day, though. That's for sure.
We used to have smog days when I was a kid, but that's long. That's in Los Angeles in the 70s.
Ah, gotcha.
The smoggy 70s.
Yes. Well, we've got 17 days left till school ends here. Plus, I have 17 days of vacation left, so look at me.
You get to ease into summer holidays.
There you go.
Yes, I'm in my sabbatical. I remember when you had your year sabbatical. I get a month, but I'll take a month. So.
Take a month. That's awesome.
Well, you're not all wrapped up in this old malware thing that's been going around then, have you?
No, nope. I'm over here on my Chromebooks, and I don't give a shit at what's going on in the real world.
Yeah, one of my clients was like, well, we deployed that like 2 months ago when it came out. So,
well, good for them.
Not a big deal. I just redeployed it to the ones that needed it. And of course, everybody's offline over the weekend, so Monday morning they'll get hit with a bunch of crap. But
good.
So yeah, not a big deal. And you know it's bad when Microsoft released patches for OSs they don't support anymore, and haven't for a couple of years. That's how bad it is. So yeah, everybody's taking notice.
How far back? They went past XP? They went before XP? Holy shit, wow.
Yeah, it is on. They got XP, Windows 8, and Server 2003. They haven't supported those for like 2 years, and they still put a patch out for it. That's how bad.
Well, talking shop. I'm going to have to get you to shut up now.
Okay, so. let's move on with this Weapon X here.
So Weapon X Marvel. Marvel's rebooting again the Weapon X idea. But this is good. This is a good reboot. We got some decent art. I mean, the whole concept of the Weapon X is that there was that, if anyone's seen Deadpool or the second Wolverine movie, they know about the Weapon X idea. Is that these psycho scientists up in Canada decided to experiment on.
Talked about that in X-Men 2 as well, didn't they? Yeah.
Did they? Okay, I didn't recall. I just remembered it from the second Wolverine and, of course, Deadpool. But this is where they suck all these extra-normal people in, and they pump them full of hormones and see what happens. And in most cases, they get claws, as in the case with Wolverine and X-13 and Sabretooth. And who was this? Lady,
Deathstrike.
What's her name? Lady Deathstrike. Thank you very much.
Or Kelly.
No, I didn't know. And I'm sure they'll get into it, but I had no idea. I mean, I thought all the characters that were going to be in this book were all tied to Weapon X. So I didn't know that Domino and Warpath had ties to Weapon X, but I guess we'll find out more as the series progresses.
As far as I know, I'm not exactly a Marvel expert, but as far as I know, Warpath has never been linked to it, or Domino, but I don't really know.
Until now.
Yeah.
So we have a cool Greg Land, Jay Leiston cover. Have I told you my Jay Leiston story? I've got a quick Jay Leiston story. He's Greg Land's go-to like inker now, but he inked a book that I wrote a million years ago
Cool.
It was very cool. It was drawn by actually Philip Sablik, who is the president of business affairs for Boom Comics now.
Wow.
Again. Yeah, I know. Name drop. Ooh, two name drops in one. Boom. So anyhow, it's a cool cover by them. It's typical Greg Land photo reference type cover, though I am a fan of Greg Land. I don't use photo reference in a pejorative sense right here. It's very complimentary in his case.
He did. I always liked it. When he was on doing those cross-gen stuff, he had this one called Sojourn he was doing. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, lots of big hair in that book.
Yes.
and we mentioned this a couple weeks ago. They're adding, at least on the X-Books, in the upper corners, the indica. How do you pronounce it? Is that indica?
No. Indicia.
No clue. With the characters, the headshots, but in this case, it's body shots of the Fine Man characters. But well, those of us old enough, and that would not include you, Chris, apparently. Will be,
what?
I'm kidding. Yeah, what? Yes, that's old people.
Yeah.
Remember, in the old days of Marvel, they would put the headshots of all the main characters from the book. And they're doing that again, at least for the moment. And I for one, appreciate it, though I do not appreciate them cutting off the other corner with the issue number and the...
Yeah, huge, isn't it?
I mean, between the two of those, it's taking up about an eighth, maybe a... Some of the covers a 16th or a quarter of the cover, but It takes up a lot. So anyhow, this is a reboot of the concept. A lot of the X books got rebooted after Inhumans, X-Men, or X-Men, Inhumans, whatever. And
yes, they call the Resurrection or something like that.
Resurrection.
Yep.
And
that's the one.
That's just a little too clever for me. So we see a fish swimming in the water from above, and there's raindrops hitting the ground. Beautiful landscape. And voiceover, they call me a mutant, a freak of nature. And a little doe is drinking from the water, and her mom, Bambi and her mom, are drinking in the water. And old man Logan, the time dimension displaced Wolverine replacement, old man Logan, is sitting on a log watching the deer drink from the water, enjoying nature, enjoying the rain hitting his face. Me and nature, we get along fine. All of a sudden, one of the doe is like, the mom is like, what's going on? And old man Logan's, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Anyhow. So he looks up and the deer run away and a couple hikers are coming along. Hello, whoa. Human nature, that's another story. Oh my God, one of the hikers says, we didn't think we'd find anyone else out here. Neither did I, says Logan. I can smell 9 different kinds of perfumes and deodorants and lotions and repellents, none of which can drown out the stink of fear. So he's a couple of scared hikers is what he's run into here. And he says, no guide, huh? And they're all, yeah, we kind of got lost and we can't get a signal. And she's the female hiker's holding up her phone. And the male hiker says, you wouldn't happen to have a phone that works? Or head up the river about 7 miles down. You'll hit a bridge, go west, and the trail heads another 5 miles. Awesome. And west is which way, says the hiker? Sunrise in the east, sets in the... All right, says the hiker. Yeah, okay, we're lame, I know. But thanks, man, seriously, no problem. Don't rush it now. The rocks get slick in the rain. But if you keep in decent pace, you should hit the trailhead by nightfall. Thank you so much. And they start walking away. And the rain stopped. And they're walking away, holding hands. Man, that was amazing. Saved by a crazy mountain man. Oh, my God. I should go back and get a picture. And the other guy says, no, definitely no. She says, just kids muddling through. Got to remember, not everyone's a soldier in the war. And a big old snicked from behind. And his face is in pain. And the next panel, there's a spike going through his chest. The hiker's in the voice off. Forgot to ask one more question, mutant. And we get a flip around. The hiker is turning into, all the skin is disappearing. He's turning into full-on machine. Kind of a cool panel layout. Get to see the hands and the bodies and the head and all the fleshy stuff going bye-bye. Appears to be in pain a little bit while it's happening. They start ripping into him. Die! Die! What the hell? Too damn fast, says Logan. And how the hell did I let something like this sneak up on me? Die! Says the machine. And they look kind of... Did you ever see Ex Machina? That movie that was out last year?
I did not.
I have it. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, watch it. The female shot here looks a little bit like the main... robot character from that movie.
Yeah.
It's really good. Anyhow. Sidebar. So he's getting his ass kicked by these robots, and they're cutting at him, and he's bitching. Stupid. These new things are new. Couldn't smell those blades. Couldn't smell that hate. But I should know. This war never stops. It just gets worse. Getting ripped apart so damn fast. Someday, they're really going to kill us all. Might even be today. And he dives away. And they're kind of reminding me of in Warblade from Image or from, I don't know, was that? You remember Warblade?
Yes, I do, actually.
I think it was one of Jim Lee's books, or maybe it was Will J. Portacio's book. So. And we get our introduction page. We got the 6 main characters. Excuse me. Yeah, the 5 main characters on the left. Old Man Logan, Domino, Sabretooth, Lady Deathstrike, and Warpath. And decades ago, a clandestine military experiment attempted to create the perfect soldier, resulting in various incarnations of superhuman marvels and misfires. In the years since, the bleeding-edge science and technology driving the project culminated in the Weapon X program, responsible for the creation of many of the world's most vicious killers and mercenaries. It was thought to have been disbanded. And this is, again, written by Greg Pak, drawn by Greg Land, inked by Jay Leiston. Colorist Frank DeMarta, whatever. Letterer VC is Joe Caramanga. Cover artist was those three guys. And there were some variant covers, one by Dale Keown and Val Staples, another Rob Liefeld. David Nakayama did one. Leonard Kirk and Michael Garland. I'd like to see that Leonard Kirk one. And there's a Ron Lim and Rochelle Rosenberg one, which I'd also like to see.
I'm searching for those right now, actually.
Yeah, and this kid, Mark Panacea, is the editor, and he is pulling out all the stops with all these X books. So kudos to him. And Logan is, we're back to the fight. Logan is running away from the robots. We're most likely Sentinels. That would be my second guess. And he pulls a fugitive, and he jumps off the dam into the water below. And they were just a dozen strides behind me. I've only got seconds. And he cuts himself under the water. And one of the robots dives in after him. Mutant! And they spot his blood running down the water. He's down there, they say. And they keep chasing the blood in the water. And actually, it turns out it's just a piece of him. He didn't actually just cut himself and create blood. He actually cut off a piece of himself.
Blah, that. Gross.
Yeah, that surprised me, but it was a good shot.
A little chum in the water to decoy them down the river. It's really nasty, actually.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
And they look back up the river, and they realize he is going to be long gone because they would have to get back up the rock face, a second rock face, and maybe catch up to him because he led them down the primrose path here, the ruby-stained path. And he has found a nice little cave to hide out in. He's thinking to himself, I've been cut up before, vivisected, brainwashed, and he collapses. And he's having that Weapon X, the original Weapon X flashback when he's all in that... who did the art in that way?
Barry Windsor Smith.
Was it Windsor? Hey, good pull. I was going to say Portatio again, but we'll say Portatio. But
well, I good call. I happened to see it when I was looking for something else, so I can't take too much credit for it.
No, you shouldn't have told us.
Oh, well.
So he's flashing back, my bones laced with indestructible metal. We're getting his little origin story again that we've heard a gazillion times. Hacked up, rebuilt into a perfect murder machine. Better, stronger, faster. They could rebuild him.
That's funny.
I didn't know that that character from Daredevil. What was...
Flag Smash?
Isn't that the guy from Born Again that Daredevil went up against with the Frank Miller?
Yeah, he's got the thing on his flag face. Tattoo.
Yeah, my Flag Smasher though was something else.
Oh, something else. Wow.
Come on, Murray, you should know this one. This is totally your wheelhouse.
Daredevil?
Yeah, remember the Born? You've read Born Again, right?
Never. I don't think I've read a Daredevil. I've maybe read a Daredevil book, maybe two.
Murray, I don't know.
And they were cool, like, guys. By Don Heck, so they were like...
Not those ones, later.
That's all I've read. I've read, when you want, I mean...
Frank Miller, Masicelli, the same kids who did Year One, Batman Year One.
Oh yeah.
I
think I got an omnibus.
Heard the hype and I totally missed it all.
Anyhow, so we see that, you know, he's flashing on, you know, other characters that came out of Weapon X, Weapon Plus, Reavers, All I know is one of those things had 2 foot long blades for fingernails, adamantium blades. And there's only one person in the world I know with those. And he looks up and, you know, we get Deadpool in there. We get Lady Deathstrike. Actually, that would be X-23, I guess, when she was all...
Yeah, that's X-23. The second
she was picture. Leather Queen back then, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's thinking he knows who else has 2 foot blades sticking out of their fingernails. And it's Eureka. Locations. And now we get location classified, and we see a fairly naked young lady in a tube of water, and we're going to assume that's Eureka.
What was the name of Wolverine's Japanese lady, like from the 80s? Was that Eureka?
I thought it was Eureka. I'm not sure if it's the same person or not.
Don't know. You mean the one that was a little crazy, or the one he almost married?
No, the one he almost married, that he loved, that he blah, blah, blah.
I thought that was Mariko or something.
Right? Eureka was the one
that was it.
Gave Oro her freaking, you know.
Mohawk?
The Mohawk, yes. God's sake.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess we'll never know.
I was thinking of Mariko. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So this is not her.
No, this ain't. Different character altogether. So this is actually Lady Deathstrike, but they're using proper names like they like to do, so we don't know who they really are. And she's in the tomb. She's got a lot of things poking into her, poking and prodding her, and she's got her fingernails sticking out, and voice off panels. Okay, who had the chicken salad? That was me. Dang it, I said no mustard. Oop, she's awake again. Incredible healing factors, just tremendous. So she's pounding on the inside of this tube, initiate sampling, and they're cutting off a piece of her. Yeesh. Man, they're just cutting people. Don't worry, that's vibranium glass. She can't break through. Wait, what? She and she's she's actually not breaking the glass. She's etching into it, and she etches the letters "Kill You All" in the glass from the inside. And when the characters, we see them all in their little yellow suits. Well, that's cheery. Don't worry, you won't have to put up with her much longer. And the guy carries in that piece of Logan that was cut out, that those two robot-y guys. God, ugh, Jesus, it's nasty. I mean, I hate liver, so looking at this makes me think of liver.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so they throw that piece of him that the two robots pulled out of the river into a big tube, and it coincidentally has his name on it, Logan. And we pull back, and we see there's a tube for Sabretooth, Warpath, and Domino as well. And one of the guys says, 2 down, 3 to go. And I'm thinking that's either Walter White or Jesse that's talking.
Yeah, no kid.
So they're cloning then.
It appears something to be like that they are. It appears to be. So now we're in Yakima, Washington. And old man Logan is playing on a computer in a library. And old guy is standing behind him, crotchety old guy. He's doing his best Dana Carvey, old man guy back there. There's a 15-minute limit, you know. I know, just 1 second, says Logan. You've been on for 20 minutes. And 1 second. Excuse me, this man is hogging the computer. It's ridiculous. I've never felt so threatened in my own life. The voiceover. No need to yell, sir, says the librarian. Now, what's the problem? I told you, this man is hogging the computer. They all smell so normal. And he's sniffing and snorting all the other library patrons. But any one of them could be one of them. All right, I'm done. Look at this. He's been reading about mutants this whole time. What's the matter with you? People don't talk like that in Washington. So why am I talking like that? I don't know. And Logan's thinking to himself, got a sudden urge to rip his face off. Look for that gleaming metal underneath. But there'll be time for all that soon enough, he says. And he strides out of the library and breaks the law by riding a motorcycle without a helmet.
Totally.
Holy, what a jackass. Arrest his ass. They kicked your ass.
Bad example.
Yeah, that won't go well.
No, that code. Where's the damn comic code authority for this?
Don't know. I think we left him.
He can't smoke, but he can ride a motorcycle without a helmet.
Right. It may not be illegal in Washington.
It's not in Arizona. And we get a lot of brain donors here in Arizona.
I bet.
Oh dear.
Yes. Yeah, I think Arizona is the number three state for brain damage by motorcycle.
Oh my.
Anyhow, all right. So he's thinking to himself, "They kicked your ass. Can't just slash your way out of that one. This one, gotta play it smart. Make a plan. The speed limit's only 55. What kind of highway is that?" Anyhow, he's in the woods. He's sniffing around, and he sees some four scratch marks in the side of a tree. And he looks over, and there's a dead bear. Poor Yogi. Boo boo, it hurts. It hurts, boo boo. Help me. Ugly dark, boo boo. Ugly dark. No more picnic baskets.
He catches
a scent. Gotcha. And he pops his claws and he approaches a cabin. And he gets ambushed again. Man.
Yeah. Bam, bam, bam.
Sha-ang is what the letterer thinks it should sound like. And he is getting taken down by a wild child looking saber-tooth. Going with the long hair.
Ooh, wild child. Remember him?
I do. That's vaguely. That was the bull.
He was like from Omega Flight, I think.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And he was briefly a member of Alpha Flight, I think.
I think you might be right.
Yes. And I also remember in the Age of Apocalypse, he was on a leash.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, and Ed Logan's trying to reason with him. So, "I'm not here to fight you, Creed. Liar! Calm down, you moron! You can smell as well as I can. You know when I'm telling the truth. I don't know nothing no more," says Sabretooth. Because Sabretooth's chilled a little bit over the last couple years.
Well, he's been a good guy, sort of, hasn't he?
Yes. He's been playing good guy with the X-Men for the last 2 years or so. He said, "They got you good, huh? What do you know? Killer cyborgs using people like skins. They got me too, man. Look, and smelled like regular people. No warning at all. I read that you disappeared. Figured you were a target too. Just tell me what you saw." "The one that came for me, it was a kid. Just a little kid. Her freaking face split right in half with a million claws, and a million claws came out. Crazy world, dude. Huh? It is really. I want to see that panel." And Logan just goes in the cabin. He's like, "I'm hungry. You hungry? Where are you going? You look like crap, by the way." "Yeah, well, it takes a while to regrow half your internal organs and 100 pounds of muscle." And he opens his shirt and he's been shredded like he was what do they call those in aliens?
Chest burster.
Chest burster. Yes. Yeah. Anyhow. Yes. And they're going to eat some cereal, but no milk. Psh, whatever.
Some shallows.
Yeah. "We're 200 miles from civilization." "No, I don't have any milk," says Sabretooth. He's got electricity, but no milk. "Those things had Lady Deathstrike's claws, I noticed. We got to find her. Who's we? Each of us barely survived those things on our own. I figured we'd do better if we team up," says Logan. And he's eating his cereal. Where's his comic book? How do you eat a cereal without a comic book or cartoons?
Yeah, no kidding.
And
they are right.
And why is he eating cereal with no milk but with a spoon?
Has no choice.
Inconsistencies. Come on, this is the real world, damn it. Use your hands. All right. Together, we might be able to take one of them out. Tap into memory banks. Track down Yuriko. I have been trying to kill you for 100 years. What the hell makes you think I'd ever team up with you? I can make a big speech about survival of mutant kind, enemy of my enemy, and all that. Or I could talk about what they must have done to that kid who attacked you. What hell they must have put her through to make her what they made her. But I made sure at least 4 security cameras picked up my face on my way out here. So I think I'll just wait a few minutes. What? Says Sabretooth. And scarack! The cabin gets exploded. And we got another one of those robots. Die, mutant! Slogan, you son of a... So we teaming up or what? Says Logan. And
that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You like that? Or he goes, you know what? You may not want to team up with me, but guess what? You got stuff. And there's a couple more coming in from the background, by the way. There's the one robot in the foreground, but there's 2 in the background as well. So
I missed those.
Flying in like raptors.
Man, oh, yeah.
I found the Rob Liefeld one. I think I got all the variant covers. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but when I post the episodes, I try to find all the variant covers and post it on the webpage.
I've noticed that when I download the episodes to my podcast players. So
okay.
I
see that. Fine.
So that's the whole issue. We got to see Logan and Sabretooth.
Yep.
That's it. That's the whole thing. No more. Read. We didn't get to see the other 3.
It's a quick one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very quick.
Well, it's Greg Land, so every panel is going to be big, and it's Greg Pak, so unless he's writing Amadeus Cho, there's not going to be a lot of words.
Gotcha. Well, I liked it. I am not a big Wolverine guy, but I thought it was kind of cool. It was fun. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was all right.
Did you enjoy it enough that you are intrigued enough to see what's going on?
Yeah, I'd probably read like the trade.
Okay.
I'd see how this storyline goes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Booyah, people. Mm-hmm. And Chris, yes. I know that you're not a big anti-hero guy.
Well, I'm kind of interested in where they're going. I did buy the second one. I didn't get the 3rd one. That doesn't mean I won't read it. But anyway, yeah.
All right.
It's all right.
I've been keeping up, so.
I much more enjoyed the X-Men Gold and Blue so far. I'm looking forward to Cable, though, with Robinson writing it.
Check out Jean Grey. Jean Grey was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that was okay. It wasn't... That's just my opinion, you know. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one.
Everybody does.
So, okay.
Some more than others.
Yes. Did you guys hear about the Deadpool cartoon that they're making?
Nope.
I believe it's adult-oriented, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm looking to mention that, but... There is a new X-Men related TV show coming out called The Gifted. I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
Yeah.
I am catching up on Legion. Legion.
Yeah, I keep getting interrupted. That's one of those ones you really got to pay attention to.
No kidding.
It's like, okay, I got to start this over. What else?
Yeah, we've got Hulu a couple weeks ago, and it's one of their – they have the 1st season on there.
Yeah, I've got all the episodes. It's good.
I got a little free time on my hands.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Lucky you.
And I've seen Guardians twice. Guardians number Volume 2 twice.
I was going to go see that today.
It's really good. I saw it in 2D and I saw it in 3D.
Yeah, okay.
So. And both the Ds are well worth it.
You know, they are. I've wasted money on 3D movies maybe twice before and just thought, what is this? What is the point? But this movie, Wow, and I never seen an IMAX either. So I saw double duty on. I got IMAX and 3D, and wow. Oh my word!
I'm really glad I did not see Doctor Strange in 3D. That probably made me puke.
Yeah, no, this has no puke worthy moments for the 3D, mm-hmm. and for those with the inner ear, no spinny ride.
Yeah.
Thing like me. It's really good, Mer. And Chris. You haven't seen it, Chris. I thought you had.
My mom wanted me to go with them, and we were going to go today, but she's not wasn't feeling well, so I don't know. Maybe next weekend, maybe. I'm not.
And Murray, I just assume you hadn't seen it yet. So.
Yeah. Soon, I intend to see it.
Yeah. Okay. Doctor Strange will be on Netflix next week, so you can catch up.
I happened to see Doctor Strange when it was actually in the theater.
What?
Oh, God. What? Wait a minute.
Murray
Fox. Is this the right Murray Fox?
Is this one of the seven signs of the apocalypse? Isn't that one of them?
I don't know why we went out to see it, but we did. We saw it.
Wow.
We saw it live and in person.
Because it had the batch in it, right?
We enjoyed it.
Oh, good. All right, then. Okay, let's see. Let's wrap this up, then. Oh, man. Yeah, there's you going. Ooh, I got up way too early. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@tellsfromlawnbox.com. Let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on a Facebook page every once in a while. Oh, is that somebody just dropped? Caleb just dropped. Well, we're done anyway, so. is he back?
I don't know. I didn't realize he was gone.
Yeah, somebody dropped. Sounded like. Oh, maybe not. You back, Caleb? Anyway. Yeah. Comment on the episodes if you want. That's it for this week.
We'll catch y'all next week.
All right. We are out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.